Good morning. The doctor is in. Hi, Dr. Williams.
Hello.
Med Club of Bartlesville. Dr. Williams, you've been at this for a little bit.
I have. I have been in practicing family medicine for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. We opened Med Club in the fall of 2017.
There you go. And you got to be joining the club, folks. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a member, and membership has its benefits. First of all, exclusive access to your doctor, and the doctor practices patients first.
Absolutely. It is a direct primary care practice model. Mm-hmm. And what that means, it's direct between the doctor and the patient. Mm-hmm. There is no Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance companies dictating how that doctor practices.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Extended, relaxed visits. There's something you don't find every day, Dr. Williams, except for at Med Club of Bartlesville.
Well, we anticipate. Mm-hmm. We're not on a stringent schedule. We don't have to see so many a day because a corporation's telling us to. And also the upfront investment of time and effort is, in my opinion, time and effort well spent, because I get to know my patients. I get to anticipate where they're going to have problems. And then I also get to help educate them.
Wow. And to talk about the scheduling, it's a prompt service, and it's very reasonable scheduling. I mean, you work hard making sure that everybody gets their time.
Everybody does get their time. In a traditional practice, there's between 2,500 to 3,000 patients. Mm. We limit our practice to 750. So everyone gets extra time.
Wow. And of course, transparent costs. I've never seen anything more transparent in my life. Full transparency, I am a patient of Dr. Williams.
Yes, it's a flat monthly fee that pays for the doctor's time. We also, for our patients, offer highly discounted medications and labs. You will know what the price is.
I'm diabetic, and I thought that was going to cost me an arm and a leg. Well, I've learned that if I don't take care of myself, it probably would cost me an arm and or a leg. But, I mean,
physically
it would. But the cost is far less than I ever imagined, and that I can speak truth to. Thank you, doctor, and thank you very much. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, what is a med club? And you told us on an earlier episode, and I just thought it was pretty clever. What is a med club?
It is a medical club of just a doctor and patients. Mm-hmm. And you pay for the doctor's time up front. No different than joining a fitness club. Mm-hmm. And you pay for that the use of that equipment. Mm-hmm. Up front.
Yeah. Well, I got news for you folks that going to Med Club of Bartlesville probably costs a little bit less than going to some of the fitness clubs I've gone to in my
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
On a monthly basis. But it is direct primary care.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to other practices, we talked about the time. We talked about the time spent with the doctor and everything else. But folks might want to wonder about their membership to Med Club. Is it tax deductible?
The membership is not tax deductible. If you have some employers offer HSAs,
yeah,
and FSAs,
mm-hmm,
you cannot use that for the membership.
Oh,
but
see,
you can use it for the labs and the prescriptions.
Aha! So we got a little flexibility there.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned with companies. Do you accept companies to your roster?
We do, and we have several companies, and it comes through, it is tax deductible to that company to offer that service.
Oh, sweet.
And so they offer it to employees, mm-hmm, at a flat monthly rate.
Wow. And if you're an employer, all you have to do is go to medclub.clinic and get rocking and rolling there, and we'll get you some answers.
Absolutely. And it is significant cost savings because of the basic things, simple things for workman's comp. If your employee, for instance, gets cut, they come to the clinic. My time's already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
You are just charged supplies.
Wow. That beats a trip to the old ER.
You bet.
You might want to save that ER for when you really need it.
And there's something else called cost ratios, and many of these employers, mm-hmm, understand this.
Yes.
And it's a significant cost because most of the cost ratios, the money that is spent on insurance, are spent on primary care or the small things that can be taken care of by, mm-hmm, primary care.
Wow. Can kids become a member of the Med Club? Is there likely, you got to be this high to this tall?
Not like going to Six Flags and you got to be so tall. Yes, we have newborns.
Yeah.
All the way up to 100-year-old patients.
Mm-hmm. My goodness sakes, that is really spanning the demographic there. Now, how am I going to know that Med Club is the right place for me? Say I'm someone who's never heard of Med Club, just hearing about it now. How do I know we're a good fit?
You don't know till you get there.
Got it.
It's kind of like going to Six Flags. You know you're going to have fun. You think you are.
Yeah.
And until you get there. Mm-hmm. But we offer a free appointment that's non-medical to come and find out about the practice.
Sure.
Because this is novel. This is different than most.
You were one of the first 500 doctors in the United States of America to practice medicine in this manner.
I was. And it has taken off like wildfire.
It has. It actually has. We have monthly fee schedules here, so you're not worried about your pocketbook for every little visit that you might have to make.
Or
any consultation whatsoever.
The online, the texting, the emails, you're not charged extras for those either.
No. And believe it or not, you're going to get an answer. And I can hear people going, yeah, right, you want to see my phone? She answers her texts and everything else like that, too. Now, when we talk about the services, we already talked to you about the fact that we take, you know, people up to 100 and newborns and everything else in between. But you also treat people who have those chronic things that come up from time to time.
Yes. And it is my goal to educate the patient of their disease process, ask them to educate themselves, answer their questions, to take the fear out of it. And the more they understand, the better they personally will control their diseases.
One part of the process I love is the fact that patients are very, very open and honest with the doctor. And it makes it for a speedier recovery or a better path in which to manage what you may have.
Absolutely. And they hopefully, by answering the questions, they understand why the honesty and why the information is needed.
Mm-hmm.
So the resistance falls.
Mm-hmm.
High blood pressure people, I expect until we get their blood pressure well under control, I expect logs. Mm-hmm. From time to time, they'll know exactly when I expect them. Same way with diabetic patients, I expect a glucose log. Mm-hmm. And
you take care of this up front so that when you go in for your visit, it's a smooth sail.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit you, the patient. And in the long run, it's a great partnership. And that's what I like about Med Club. It is a partnership.
It is a partnership. We limit the number of patients on purpose so we can take better care of them.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. And, of course, your website is really easy to navigate. So if you have any questions, I want you to, of course, after this show, dial it up on the old Googles at medclub.clinic, medclub.clinic, not org, not com, medclub.clinic. And you'll see exactly what the doctor's talking about here. And you'll also learn a lot more about the doctor, too.
Absolutely.
Somebody wrote your bio on there. And boy, oh boy, that's impressive. You've been a few places down the medical path, haven't you?
I have, and I've been very fortunate. It's important, but what's important is how you take care of that patient and how that patient feels about themselves.
Yes, indeed.
And getting them to their goals, their successes.
And it goes back to patient first.
Yes.
One of the big goals there, and one of the big pluses, of course, of Med Club of Bartlesville is patient first. Now, when you got into this type of primary care, this was so new. I imagine there were people kind of floored once they became a patient of yours, one of your earlier patients.
So
they were just, what? I'm actually going to the doctor and the doctor is asking me questions? The doctor is wanting my insight here?
An opinion. Uh-huh. And yes. And that's exactly what this is set up. It is a disruptor in the medical field.
I'd say.
It is turning things upside down because this is the way medicine should be practiced.
Mm-hmm.
We go after the problems. And we don't make more money when you're more sick.
And it's a team effort. It's the doctor and the patient working together hand in hand in order to manage your situation to the best outcome.
Absolutely. And explaining, you get your labs, especially early on, you know what every line means. Mm-hmm. We'll go over it line for line because you need to know, and you need to know why that's important.
There you go with the why again, because a lot of times you hear, well, that's what it is. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, and sometimes you get a short answer, but because you do have time with the doctor can explain it in a little bit more depth, but also in a digestible, understandable way that you don't need to have, you know, 14 degrees of medical training by which to comprehend.
Oh, the easiest thing in the world to do for a doctor is to speak doctor language. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of money learning it. But it's hard to speak English. It's even harder to speak Okie English, where people in this part of the world understand. Mm-hmm. But if they don't understand, why speak it?
Yeah, because the communication is lost. You just, and this is where the doctor comes in to, you know, broker this very complex information into what you need to know it and why you need to know it and how to best move forward.
That's my goal, is that people get a comfort level with their disease processes.
And once again, it is so different, but yet so refreshing. And you're not going to be stuck in a waiting room with tons of other people.
And getting sicker.
Yes. There are no people in the waiting room. This is how individualized Med Club of Bartlesville is. You are the only person with the doctor for your time.
Yes.
There'll be people coming in before you and people be coming in after you, but there's not going to be anybody else in there but you and the doctor for your time.
You get 100% of my attention.
That is something that you've probably never seen before. So get on the website and get the ball rolling, and that is medclub.clinic.
And we're located on Highway 75 across mm-hmm. the street from McAllister's.
Indeed. And once again, you do take patients as young as newborns all the way up to, well, past 100. And you're also doing work with companies too.
Absolutely. And helping their employees, also giving a lot of education to their employees. Uh-huh. Through our recent COVID epidemic, uh-huh. we held many companies' hands through that and helped them set up policies. Even though that's not part of my service, uh-huh. My patients are there.
Yeah,
it's for their benefit.
When COVID was raging, you adopted some new policies, and a lot of those have kind of stuck around, haven't they?
They have, and I think patients were afraid to come to the doctor, mm-hmm. not to my clinic, one at a time. And you're going to be screened when you come in, mm-hmm. and questions. And if I did, which I did my own COVID testing mm-hmm. on my patients, mm-hmm. I personally did it, and we did it outside. They didn't come in the clinic. The clinic was clean and stayed clean.
Before you even walk in the door, outside area there.
Little porch, and that's where we did the test, all those things. And it was, I wanted my patients to feel secure to come to the doctor, to not miss their appointments, not miss their follow-ups, not miss their, mm-hmm. you know, checkup.
And when you do that with safety in mind, that had to stick. It just really did. It was a darn good practice, and I think your patients really respected that.
I hope so. It really didn't change much in our practice.
No, it didn't.
Other than we have the front door locked, mm-hmm. and you have to call, but as far as the way that we saw patients, the way that we treated patients, mm-hmm. it didn't change much.
No, the same quality of care, it's there. Nothing altered on that. But I just thought that was rather interesting,
taking
that approach and then carrying it forward, too.
Well, safety.
Safety. It's all about the safety.
And taking care of those patients.
Yeah. Prevention goes a long way.
Yes.
Now, if you want to get your questions answered with the doctor, please once again visit the website, and there is a questionnaire that'll ask a little bit of information about you, and of course it gets fed into your
electronic medical records, and it will flag me, mm-hmm. and we'll be back in touch with you
very, very quickly, I might add. Correct. And when we talk about Med Club of Bartlesville, you talked about limited patients. You could make all the money in the world by jamming all these people in here, but this is why we do it one at a time, individual care, individual everything.
As a young doctor, I wanted to save the world.
I think that's why a lot of people get into medicine with that hope. Am I right?
Yes, but when the realities come down to it, I have narrowed my ambitions. I just want to save my little corner of the world.
Again, it's Med Club of Bartlesville. Dr. Carrie Williams, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, guys.